Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Loftin.
At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across western New York.
This place is pandemonium!
Picked off by Leotis McKelvin at the 35-yard line. Leotis, my man!
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the podcast, The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO for Monday night, March 3rd. Good evening, everybody. A big day here at One Bills Drive. News today, and we're going to talk about it a lot tonight. We're on the podcast tonight because of Sabres hockey. Live radio coming up tomorrow night and Wednesday night, and I'm sure when we're on the air live on our flagship in Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550 tomorrow, we're all going to want to talk about Jarris Bird. A lot of opinions on it. I have to say, right at the outset here, I'm surprised by the fact that the Bills elected not to use the franchise tag on Bird or anyone else. And we're going to hear from Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager. We went one-on-one with Doug Whaley earlier today, and you'll hear that interview coming up tonight on the podcast. But I am surprised. Late last week, Thursday, I guess, the last night we had a live radio show, I was almost expecting a franchise tag, and then it became clearer on Friday and into the weekend that the Bills were not exercising, were not interested in exercising the franchise tag. Well, ask Doug Whaley why. I have some thoughts why. It doesn't work, I think, at the number. I mean, the number, $8.4 million eventually for the tag, is significantly above the $6.9 million they paid him last year. And put that together, $8.9 million, or $8.4 million if they tag him this year, $6.9 million last year. That's upwards of, that's over $15 million over 2 years for essentially renting a player with nothing to show for it. That's a lot of money for any player, including a safety. Once again, with the new franchise tag numbers out, safety in the NFL, the third lowest paid position in the NFL, league-wide, not just the Buffalo Bills, league-wide. Lowest paid players in the league, kickers and punters, second lowest paid players in the league, tight ends, third lowest paid players as a group, safeties. That's why the franchise tag is that low. In Bird's case, at $8.4 million and $15 million over 2 years, it's a lot of money. And I didn't think about that, you know, the $15 million much last week, but it became clear over the weekend that the Bills were reluctant to do that, to invest that much money in just 2 years from Jarris Bird. I mean, if they could spread out that kind of money over a number of years, that's another story. The other thing is, and this is important to note, and we'll talk with Doug Whaley about this later on in the podcast, this is not over yet. Right now, the position of the Bills is we are not going to tag Jarris Bird. We are going to continue to try to negotiate. They have an offer on the table, what Whaley refers to as a significant offer. There have been some numbers reported out there that make it sound pretty significant if they're true. But the Bills' position is they're not going to tag him, but they're not walking away from him yet, and they still remain hopeful they can get something done. And just so you know, the timetable is this. Coming up this Saturday, until Saturday, March 8th at 4 p.m., the Bills essentially have exclusive negotiating rights for Jarris Bird. So that's five more days that they and only they can talk to Jarris Bird. Saturday until next Tuesday, now other teams can get in the picture, and by that point, Jarris Bird will have an opportunity to see what the market is like, gauge some interest around the league. And then on Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, the 11th of March, that's when free agency opens. Maybe there's a deal out there for him. You would think that somebody's going to come up with the money for a very productive, very good safety like Jarris Bird. Maybe not. Maybe not. The Bills elect not to tag him, so somebody's going to have a crack at him. And if Jarris indeed wants to test the market, which many people believe he does, he'll get a chance to do so starting this Saturday, at least gauge what the market is, and then maybe sign a deal a week from Tuesday with another team. It's unfortunate. It is free agency. It's the way it works. Collectively bargained, serious collective bargaining over, 12, 14 years ago. This is the system they have. You'll hear Doug Whaley say it. You can't keep everybody. They've made a decision on how to value their players, how to value the positions. And, well, we'll let Doug Whaley talk about it as we move along through the podcast tonight. Also on the podcast tonight, we want to replay a short soundbite that we got from Bill Polian 9 days ago about Jarris Bird and about trying to place a value on different positions. Also, a little bit of a comment from Ian Rappaport on what Bird's motivation might be. Jarris Bird, front and center tonight on the podcast. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. As we come to you from One Bills Drive, the news came out mid-afternoon, the Bills releasing a statement that reads, quote, "We have negotiated with representation for Jarris Bird for more than a year, but have yet to reach an agreement on a contract extension." The statement continues, "We remain open to getting a deal done with Jarris, but we have chosen not to use the franchise tag on any of our impending unrestricted free agents." That's what the Bills said today, mid-afternoon. And then later on, Doug Whaley was made himself available. We'll hear the one-on-one interview we did with him, but he also talked to several other reporters. Doug Whaley said was asked, why no tag? Why not use the franchise tag on Jarris Bird?
We felt for the Buffalo Bills and the best for us going in the future and where we need to go, the franchise tag wouldn't help us get there this year.
Regarding Jarris, how close to a deal were you and his representation?
Well, we won't negotiate through the media, but we feel very comfortable with the significant offer we put in front of him and his camp. So we'll see. The door hasn't shut. We have until the 11th to get this thing done, and we're optimistic and we're open.
How hopeful are you that you could get something done in the next week here?
Oh, there's always a chance. The lines of communication are open, and we believe that with our offer, we'll listen to anything they want to come back with.
Do you get the sense that he just kind of wants to move on and do something else?
I can't speak for that. I know that it's been a productive negotiation. It's been a year and a half type worth of negotiations. And it's just one of those things where we have a value, they have a value, we haven't been able to come in between.
How would you characterize your offer to Jarris?
Significant.
Was it frustrating that a year of working on this deal that you couldn't get anything accomplished?
I wouldn't say frustrating. I'd say it's just part of the business. Again, we try to come up with a value that's best for the Buffalo Bills and their entire team. They have a value in their mind, what their player's worth and what he is. And again, we just haven't been able to come in and meet in the middle.
Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, meeting with reporters today. As we said, we'll have a one-on-one interview with the Bills GM. As you know, the Bills used the franchise tag on Jarris Bird a year ago when he made $6.9 million under the one-year deal, played 10 games, coming up with plantar fasciitis early in the year, and was not able to play until beyond the first month of the season, but still tied for the team lead with four interceptions, one sack, one forced fumble. Jarris Bird, a very valuable player, a good player. The Bills don't dispute that. But as far as tagging him and trading him, not as easy as it sounds. And Whaley was asked that question when he met with the media today.
A lot of people are going to say franchise and trade. That's a lot of moving parts. You got to find a trade partner. Then you got to come up with a common value for what he's worth to them. And then they have to go and negotiate and get a long-term deal. So it takes two, and there's a lot of moving parts. And we just felt for us and the Buffalo Bills to get to where we need to go, it wasn't a prudent decision to use the franchise tag.
How much of his health with his toe and maybe resurfacing come into play with maybe if you franchise him, he's not fully healthy again?
That had nothing to do with it.
Okay. When you say significant in your offer, just to clarify, do you say significant meaning dollars, term, or both? How do you feel?
The whole contract. I know this much. It was, I get to go to sleep. Everybody that worked on this from top to bottom will lay our heads on the pillow and go to sleep well tonight because we made a concerted effort to get Jarris to be a Buffalo Bill for a long time.
So is this kind of your style going forward, that franchising is not part of your pocket, that it's something you really don't want to do going forward?
You always want to go long-term deal, but it's an option that you're always going to leave open. And I said that from the beginning of with Jarris. We're going to leave every option on the table, because you don't want to back yourself in a corner. So is it something you like to do? No. Is it something you're going to do? Yes, if you have to.
Have the negotiations between either side, how would you characterize kind of the feeling between both sides? I mean, did it get tenuous at all?
No.
Is there good faith between both sides, Jarris camp and your camp?
Good faith, not tenuous. Everybody's working hard, and I think we both have the same goal, to get what is best for them and Jarris and what's best for the Buffalo Bills. We just haven't been able to come in the medium and find a happy medium.
And it's Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, and he took great pains in stressing that the negotiations are not over. He actually said he had dialogue with Bird's representatives today. Obviously, that dialogue will be something along the lines of hey, we're not going to tag your guy. Let's talk. And who knows where that went from there. So what are the chances that Jarris Bird stays on? I don't know. If you handicap it, what do you think? Less than 20%? He's going to get a chance to test the open market, which is something he felt pretty strongly about a year ago, holding out until the end of training camp. And that chance is only now 8 days away, or more accurately, until Saturday when he can test the open market. So, you know, what are the chances that he sticks around? I don't know. I would handicap it at maybe less than 20 or 25% just off the top of my head. How much of a blow is it if Jarris Bird leaves the Bills and leaves the Buffalo defense as good a player as he is? Doug Whaley was asked that question today.
You know, anytime you lose a good player, it's a hit. But if you look at, that's the system that the NFL has employed with this salary cap. You're not going to be able to keep everybody you have. Our fans, I have to say, you guys were happy when we got Mario Williams. Houston lost him for nothing. But then you also look at what we've done with the guys we have here, like Eric Wood, Leotis McCalvin, Fred Jackson. We have made a concerted effort to sign the guys we have on our team. The system just doesn't allow you to sign everybody.
You talk about losing a player to nothing. How tough is it to lose someone like Jarris if he ends up leaving and things don't get worked out? How tough is it for a GM to see that happen to a player like that?
Well, you never want to lose a good player. But, again, I reiterate, it's part of our business these days. But we're excited if by any chance we happen to lose Jarris, that we have Aaron Williams and Duke Williams and Meeks and Searcy on campus now. And that's the one thing that we're excited about, that even if Jarris is here, we have some depth. And once we have the depth and you can create competition, that makes everybody better.
Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, talking about the team's decision not to use their franchise tag on Jarris Bird. Whaley reiterates they remain open to reaching a deal with a three-time Pro Bowl performer. They will not use the franchise tag on any player this year. We'll hear more from Doug Whaley coming up a little bit later on in the podcast. Want to replay a soundbite from last Sunday, February 23rd, as we were leaving the NFL scouting combine. We had a chance to talk with Bill Polian, obviously the architect of the Bills Super Bowl teams and won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts. We talked with him about the theory of how much is a safety worth to any team, not just the Buffalo Bills. How much is a safety worth, comparatively speaking? How much money do you want to tie up in a safety? I thought it was worth replaying the soundbite when I asked Bill Polian, how do you put a relative value on different position groups?
It depends entirely upon what your construct is. How good is your, you know, who are the critical people in your system offensively and defensively? And unless the player is an absolute world beater, let's just say Troy Polamalu, even if that wasn't a critical position for you, you'd pay him because he's a difference maker. Now, I don't necessarily put Bird in that category, but the Bills could say, well, he's absolutely essential to us, so we're going to tag him again and hope that at some point we can make an agreement, or if not, we've got him for one more year. That's perfectly acceptable, but you do have to put your resources against the people that make a difference in your system. Otherwise, you don't have the money when the young ones come along at those positions, or you're able to get somebody in free agent, you don't have the money to sign them.
Bill Polian talking about the strategy of putting relative value on position groups. Interesting in there that he said, unless the player is an absolute world beater, let's say Troy Polamalu, you'd pay him because he's a difference maker. And Polian said, I don't necessarily put Bird in that category. I don't think many people would. Very good safety, probably a top five safety. If you believe the reports out there, the Bills are ready to offer him at least that much, maybe more, when it comes to compensation. With what Doug Whaley said on the record was a significant offer, and so far he has not accepted the offer, and the Bills elect not to tag him with the franchise tag. They're not the only ones. Not much tagging going on around the league. The Washington Redskins did use their tag on Brian Arakpo. That means the three-time Pro Bowl linebacker will remain with the Redskins next year. They used a non-exclusive tag. That means Arakpo is eligible to become a free agent, but the Redskins would have the right to match any offer by another team and could get two first-round picks as compensation if he signs elsewhere. So you look around the league, only four players were tagged, non-exclusive franchise players, the second run of franchise tags. Just four around the league, 32 teams. Carolina with defensive end Greg Hardy, New Orleans with tight end Jimmy Graham, the Jets with kicker Nick Folk, and as we said, the Redskins. Four players tagged with the franchise tag. Not for a variety of reasons, mostly because of the money, I think, and because of the inflexibility of the franchise tag. Teams do not like to use it. And we go back to what we talked about at the top of the podcast about about NFL teams and about the Bills in this case. Are they really willing to tie up over $15 million for 2 years in Jarris Byrd by use of the franchise tag? Obviously not. That's why they didn't tag him today. More Bills news. They have released linebacker Willie Jefferson, who was signed to a futures contract back in early January. 6'5", 241-pounder. He played six games with the Houston Texans last year and had two tackles in total. Came into the league after his first two seasons in college as a wide receiver, so he's trying to make a difficult conversion to a defensive end linebacker. And he was on the Houston Texans roster last year compared to Manny Lawson. And he didn't have a whole lot of NFL experience. Today, the Bills released Willie Jefferson. And this goes to the Bills as well. You wonder if they have something else in mind, player personnel-wise. If you use last year as an example, they most likely have targeted some free agents out there, and maybe they get to work on that by not tagging Jarris Byrd, because it ties up a lot of money, $8.4 million if they were to tag him. The Bills, in the process of explaining why they did not tag Jarris Byrd today, Doug Whaley mentioned that they do plan to tender their three exclusive rights free agents, wide receiver Chris Hogan, offensive lineman Antoine McClain, and fullback Frank Summers. That means they can only re-sign with their current team, so those three will likely be taken care of in the near future. They're re-signing a formality. The Bills reserve their rights by tendering exclusive rights free agents to contracts Chris Hogan, Antoine McClain, and Brent Summers. More contract news around the league. The Dolphins have signed cornerback Brent Grimes to a new contract. A four-year deal worth $32 million includes $16 million in guaranteed money. They did it so they didn't have to tag him today. The Dolphins not going to use the franchise tag. Brent Grimes, playing with Atlanta in 2012, tore his Achilles and then signed a one-year deal with Miami. It worked out very well. Grimes was outstanding for the Dolphins last year. One of my favorite players in the league last year. Had four interceptions, went up against the team's best receiver, went to the Pro Bowl. Brent Grimes tied up by the Miami Dolphins. Another one of my favorites, Anquan Boldin, is going to stay with the 49ers. San Francisco announcing that they've agreed to terms on a two-year contract with a veteran, reportedly $12 million. It includes $9 million in guaranteed money. Peyton Manning passed his neck exam, ready to go next year, medically cleared to play in 2014. It was a bit of a formality, but there was that contract clause where Manning had to pass an exam this date, March 3rd, in order for the rest of his contract to kick in. Manning, outstanding, set NFL records for passing yards and touchdowns last year at age 37. Even coming off the neck surgery now a couple of years ago, there's no question that Peyton Manning is ready to go. And one other note, this is something we'll keep an eye on moving forward in the rest of the week. The competition committee has been meeting in Florida, I believe, this week, right? The NFL competition committee. And we talked last week with Ben Ostro of Football Zebras about the discussion about changing point after touchdowns. In fact, we talked about it with Bills long snapper Garrison Sanborn last week. One proposal on the table, preliminary talks, talking about putting the ball at the 25-yard line for the point after attempt. So the extra point would be a 43-yard field goal. Right now, it's a 20-yard chip shot. The problem, if you view it as a problem, last year, 99.6% of extra point attempts were converted. If you put it on the 25-yard line, it'll make it more difficult. Field goals between 40 and 49 yards last season were 83%, still pretty high, but it would be a little more difficult if they put it at the 25-yard line and a point after would be a 43-yard kick. I don't know how I feel about that. We'll probably open that up for discussion as the week goes along. Well, there you have it, a newsy day here in One Bills Drive and a lot of news around the league, and we're going to dive in deeper to the Jarris Byrd decision not to apply the franchise tag with Bills general manager Doug Whaley. He's coming up next. It is the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Are you a coffee lover? Well, at NOCO Express, they don't just fill up your car, they fill up your cup as well. Try a cup of World Cup coffee, now available at most NOCO Express locations. It's perfect for your morning commute or on your lunch break as an afternoon pick-me-up. World Cup coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop, but they filtered out the high-end price. For a complete list of stores featuring World Cup coffee, go to noco.com/coffee. World Cup coffee, coffee done right.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to the podcast, the John Murphy Show, for this Monday, March 3rd. And joining us in studio, general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Doug Whaley. Good to be with you. Haven't seen you in 2 weeks since Indy.
I know. We were getting really acquainted back then.
We spent a lot of time. Yeah. I kept you long. I won't keep you that long tonight. The news today, you have negotiated with Jarris Bird, and you have not reached a contract extension, and you will not use the franchise tag on him or any other of your unrestricted free agents. Tell me about the decision. What went into that?
Well, we just decided the best thing for the Buffalo Bills and moving forward and trying to get to where we need to go, which is the playoffs, was not to use the franchise tag on anybody. We've put a concerted effort to sign Jarris and a lot of all our free agents, and we hope we still have a couple days to go, and we hopefully can get something done with all of them before the clock strikes four this year.
Yeah.
It's usually 12.
Yeah. What? Why is this year different? Why no tag use for Jarris Bird? Why doesn't it work for the Buffalo Bills, in your opinion?
Well, we thought for us to get to where we needed to go, we would want Jarris for a long term. And that's what our focus was on this year. Last year, we thought it was going to give us a chance to another year or less than that to negotiate. And we've been at this for a while. And we think this is the best thing for the Buffalo Bills.
You have made an offer to Jarris Bird, to his representative, right?
Absolutely. We are very comfortable with the significant offer we made to Jarris. And we're open to doing a deal. And we hope we can get this thing done soon.
And there were reports out over the weekend, the last day or two, about how big that deal was. You're comfortable that it's a deal that's competitive, that puts him in where he belongs among the safeties?
We feel it is. We were very comfortable with what we offered him. And again, we're still open to listen or to do some other things if the opportunity presents itself.
So that our listeners know, the way the timing works here is this Saturday, I believe, right, the 8th, other teams can begin talking to Jarris Bird.
Yes, they'll have a three-day period where other teams can talk in generalities to the contract advisors of all free agents, but they cannot agree on anything in principle.
And so what that means is that for the next 5 days, you have what amounts to exclusive rights to negotiate with you.
Yes, and that's why we're still upbeat and optimistic. We still have a chance, and this thing is not done. Even once the clock strikes four and it's free agency, we're still have a chance to get this thing done.
And do you anticipate you will make an effort to reach out? Or I mean, something like this, by not applying the tag, almost as a natural incentive maybe for both sides to let's see what we can do, right?
Hopefully they think that way. I mean, we're open to do anything. The communication is still open with his camp. And we understand out there in Bills Nation that everybody's going to say, oh, we're going to lose Bird for nothing. Unfortunately, that's the business we're in. With the salary cap, you cannot keep everybody. But if you look in the years past, last year, Wood, Leotis McKelvin, Eric Piers, Urbick, we have tried to sign as many of our free agents as possible. And again, everybody was happy when Mario Williams signed with us. It's just the nature of the salary cap era. We won't be able to keep everybody, but we're going to take a concerted effort to try to put a value on players, and hopefully their value meets our values in signing these guys for long term.
We're talking with Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. And when you talk about value, most conversations I have with Bill Polian are pretty good. Last Sunday at Indy, we had a conversation about relative value and position groups. Right. He's a big proponent of this is what you spend on this position group, this is what you spend on that. Is that part of your theory as well?
Yeah, it'll be a combination of, we talked to, when Schwartz came in, we said, hey, rank your most important guy on your defense on down, and then we kind of mesh it with what we think is the value of guys at certain levels at those positions. So it's a concerted effort between myself, the coaching staff, the personnel staff, and the business administration staff.
And I think that's important to know too, Doug, and especially because of what's been reported in some quarters over the last 8 days or so. It is kind of a unified decision here, right? I mean, it's you in conjunction with the coaching staff, in conjunction with Jim Overdorf. It's not, nobody's freelancing in this deal.
No, Murph, I tell you this much. We have open lines of communication, and everybody in this organization, everybody that steps through that door at One Bills Drive is on the same page, and they're all working together to pull to get us to the playoffs. So we're very excited, and I talk to Coach daily about personnel, staff, and I'm almost, probably more than I talk to my wife during the day. but we are all on the same page, and we want to get this team to the playoffs, and we're all pulling in the same direction.
You told us, and Coach Marone told us at the Combine a couple of weeks ago, you do consider Jarris Bird a good player. I mean, this is not a reflection on his value and what he could bring to the team. We've seen that. All the Bills fans have seen that.
Oh, most definitely. He is a tremendous player, and again, we think this guy can help us get to where we need to go. Well, just have to make sure the value for us and the value for him meet in the middle.
Hey, Doug, what would be the difficulties in applying the franchise tag and then trying to work a trade with another team for Jarris Bird?
You'd have to find a partner.
That's hard.
And then there's a lot of moving parts, because then you have to settle on compensation value. Then you also, they have to be able to feel comfortable to sign him to a long-term deal. So there was a lot of moving parts in there that we just felt wasn't beneficial for the Buffalo Bills.
I guess it's important to note also, and we've talked about this on this show, although we can talk about what you value a safety at, when you look at the entire league, it's the third lowest paid position by franchise tag. So there is a value league-wide in what a safety is worth. And when you're talking where the franchise tag is for safeties, that's a big number. It's a big number for anyone to swallow.
It's a big number. It is. But again, that's why we, like I said, we, with the personnel staff, with Jim Monas and everybody, along with the administration staff, we came up with a value we thought was fair and competitive for Jarris, and hopefully something may come through with it.
Are you concerned with by not tagging Jarris, what the message might be to the other players on the roster?
Again, I don't think that message is going to be anything more than it's something that just didn't materialize. Because again, last year we signed Eric Wood, you know, we signed Urbick, we signed guys that have been on this team, and then we came together with their representatives and met in the middle on a perfect value that was fair for both of us. So I still believe those guys will see that we're making concerted effort to draft and re-sign our own guys.
And lastly, Jarris is not the only unrestricted free agent you have. Is there anything to report on the others, Dan Carpenter, Scott Chandler, et cetera?
I know we've been in contact with all their agents and their representatives. There's been some contract offers that have gone out. We're still waiting to hear back and then hammer out some details, but we're optimistic that we know we won't be using the franchise or transition tag on anybody else, but hopefully we can get some deals done before we hit free agency, and Bird being one of them.
Yeah, again, to reiterate, that door's still open, right, over the next 5 days?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt.
Doug, thank you.
Thank you, Jim Murph.
Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Winter is here and the weather is cold. Stop into your nearest NOCO Express and warm up with World Cup Coffee. It's the perfect cup of warmth for your morning commute or your evening ride home. World Cup Coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop without the high-end price. They also provide a world of flavors to choose from, like French vanilla, hazelnut, Costa Rican, or 100% Colombian. For a complete list of NOCO Express stores featuring World Cup Coffee, visit noco.com/coffee. World Cup Coffee, coffee done right.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Thanks again to Bills General Manager Doug Whaley, who joined us on the podcast tonight talking about the decision not to tag Jarris Bird. The Bills will not exercise their franchise tag on any of their unrestricted free agents this year. Some insight there, I thought, in that one-on-one interview into the way they think and why they think the way they do about using the franchise tag. It's a question of value. You can disagree if you want. I know a lot of people are going to say same old Bills, but as Whaley points out, they have managed to keep several of their players under contract over recent years, including Eric Wood, Leotis McKelvin, Stevie Johnson, Fred Jackson, the list goes on and on. They make tough decisions sometimes. I'm sure we're going to get calls on this tomorrow. I welcome the calls, and we'll talk about it. You may feel differently. I admit, I'm surprised they did not tag Jarris Bird, as I thought more and more about it and thought about handing over $15 million to Jarris Bird over a two-year period without any sort of long-term consideration. That's not a deal that makes a whole lot of sense for the Buffalo Bills. And the tag money going from $6.9 million high to $8.4 million for Jarris Bird, very high. I don't know. I just think that's too much. Just my thought. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We've got a live radio show coming up tomorrow night. Plenty of time to interact and talk about this. Want to tell you about the Buffalo Bills and M&T Bank. They have their new outstanding education program coming up, the 6th annual Touchdown for Teachers contest. It's going to be this spring. And if you have a teacher in mind, You can get the application form at buffalobills.com/teachers. You got to submit the application, your nomination, no later than Monday, April 7th. The finalists will be announced in mid-April on April 18th. The winner, the grand prize winner, gets $2,000 in grants payable to their school or school district, a behind-the-scenes experience at One Bills Drive, and an in-class visit from a Buffalo Bills player or alumni. There are also prizes for finalists as well. Educators qualify are defined as individuals directly involved in the instruction of students. Again, if you're interested, go to buffalobills.com/teachers for more information, but you got to get on it because we're just a little more than a month away from the deadline for the Buffalo Bills and M&T Bank Touchdown for Teachers contest, which is underway in the springtime this year. Well, we mentioned tomorrow night we're on the radio, and among other guests, we're going to talk more about free agency tomorrow. We'll talk with Brad Schultz, the author of the book, The NFL Year One, the first year of the merged league, the AFL and NFL, 1970. We'll talk with Brad Schultz about his book and about what the NFL was like back then, some 44 years ago. We're on the air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock on our flagship in Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO, family-owned and locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producers tonight, Jeff Matthews and Jay Harris. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We'll be live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.